Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Good morning. This is Craig Ferrantino. I'm president of Craig James Financial Services and a certified wealth strategist. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And our show is called It's All About Retirement. Every week we talk about anything to do with longevity, retirement issues, and anything to do or recent regulatory changes. We're all over it.
And a lot of those topics, people don't always think relate to their retirement, but everything in your financial life, even things really not in your financial life, all tie into retirement.
Today we're talking about five reasons to contribute to an IRA. Hopefully we'll get to all of them. Five reasons to contribute to an IRA. Oh yeah, don't say no. We're going to make this interesting, I'm sure. Our office is located, Craig James Financial Services is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Broad Hollow Road is Route 110. And our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And we're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. You get a lot of information, pictures and things like that, or radio shows, past radio shows. All of that is on our website. So five reasons to contribute to an IRA. And I was thinking on my way here, there's one reason I could think of that probably is not out there. Oh, by the way, we're live. If you want to join us here in the studio, 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. If there's still snow on the ground like it is here and after spring has started and you're frustrated, give us a call. Not about that, but let's talk about your retirement before April 15th. Let's start getting that out there. And, I was thinking if you were saying, hey, you know, I was going to put down crabgrass prevention on my lawn and there's still snow on the lawn, can I spray it on top of the snow so when the snow melts, it'll go into the grass? I don't know if that's useful to you. But so now, instead of you were going to put down crabgrass preventer, now is the time to give our office a call. Give us a call here in the studio at 451-1039 and start thinking about your retirement, because your grass will always grow, but your retirement may not. And that's where we're here to help your retirement grow. All right. Here's a reason why I think people should contribute to their IRA. And this is not going to be said anywhere. It prevents you from having a college life. Now, what do you mean by that, right?
Right. All of a sudden, I'm thinking of some good memories right away.
Yeah. It is good. And college was a great experience. But I always like to look at when you're in college, you're living on a very limited fixed income budget. You have you paid your tuition, your dormitory is paid, maybe you're on a meal plan. And it's somewhere in junior year, you say, you know, I'm tired of living on campus. I want to move out. I want to get my own place. And that's the type of experience that you could have. Then you move to your own apartment, maybe with a couple of college friends. And now, what kind of life do you have? How much do you have a week to eat?
Not a lot.
How much time do you have? Well, I'm studying. So what do you end up eating?
Oh, my God. Ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles.
Easy Mac.
Macaroni and cheese. It was a luxury. We had macaroni and cheese. I used to like that, actually. You know, it was three boxes for a dollar. They were 33 cents a box. They didn't have metal in it like they do now. No. 33 cents a box. And we got three boxes for a dollar. And that was a great meal. And if you really wanted to add some protein to it, you would buy a can of tuna fish.
Ugh.
And you put, yeah. And that's That's the type we're trying to prevent people. Here's a reason why you contribute to an IRA, because your retirement life should not be like your college life. You know, there was a guy, I won't say what school it was, but there was a guy who I knew, and he would get spaghetti, and instead of getting the jar of sauce, he was saving money, he used ketchup from McDonald's, and it looked red, you know, looking like spaghetti. That was his tomato sauce. Ooh. But he was putting ketchup on his pasta, and that was his meal. And trust me, that probably cost him 25, 30 cents, assuming he didn't pay for the water or the salt to boil the water. Very, very minimal. We're here to talk about five reasons why you should contribute to an IRA, and I think I just summed it all up. We were trying to keep you from having a life like you had in college on a limited budget, worrying about every penny that you're spending. If we do it now, you could be 20 years old listening to us, or 65 years old. Doesn't matter. Everyone, if you have an earned income, can contribute to an IRA. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. I'm president of Craig James Financial Services. Our office is located at 510 Broadhall Road in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. If you want to join the conversations, we're here live in the studio, 451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. Now we're going to talk about why we think that there's people, why they're afraid to contribute to an IRA, or reasons, or some of the things that we hear in our practice that where people get confused.
So many people just don't understand what an IRA is. A lot of people assume that an IRA is automatic. It's an investment,
right?
But it's a title of an account. It's not an investment. So right away, an IRA is an individual retirement account.
So can we open a joint IRA, my wife and I? No. Okay, good. This stuff comes up. So we want to make sure it's very clear. And we spend some time talking about it.
What about, I've already contributed to my 401k at work. Can I contribute? I already contributed to my retirement. We get that all the time. I already contributed. But right. Did you contribute to a traditional IRA? Most of the time it's no, I contributed to a 401k. Right. You can still contribute to an IRA for 2015.
Now, the question really is that where people get confused on, can I get a deduction for my IRA contribution? So I have a disclosure. Please consult with your own CPA or tax professional before taking action. Neither Next Financial Group nor its representatives are licensed to offer tax advice. We could also say licensed to offer legal advice. Please consult your tax professional or legal professional before taking any action. So we want to say that because we're not in the business of doing taxes. That's not what we do. We are in the business of helping people save for their longevity, to make sure that their assets last their lifetime and then beyond, as opposed to worrying about taxes every year. But this is one of those topics where financial professionals like us, and where we sometimes have to go to the CPA and we'll make a phone call on behalf of a client. It says, I think they can, you know, can you tell me if they can contribute? And this is what, you know, and or can they convert? That's another thing. We want to make sure that the CPA is involved. And so that's the right way to do it. Just to give blanket advice without talking to a tax professional is not good. So this is that the exact area is, if I already contributed to a 401k, can I contribute to an IRA? And the answer is yes. Now, can I get a deduction on my tax returns for contributing to both the 401k and the IRA? Well, the answer is that depends. And that's where you need a tax professional. But on the blanket, on the face of it, again, if your goal is to prevent you from eating Cheese Whiz and crackers for the rest of your life from age 70 to 80 or 80 to 90, then you really want to be able to, the blanket advice is that absolutely contribute to the $5,500 to $6,500 a year into an IRA. It's very, very critical, very, very important to do that. So this is one of those areas where, it involves tax advice, and this is the time of year when people are looking at this. If you're unsure, like you're hearing me, it's like, I don't know if this fits, give us a call, 631 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Or go to our website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And we'll get that information out to you. And we'll see if you're in a situation that warrants an IRA.
And if you have a question about whether or not you can contribute to an IRA, we're live in the studio right now. It's 631-451-1039. Or you can email us info@craigjamesfinancial.com. And we'll be happy to respond to you off air in case you're a little air shy.
Yes. Or if your email comes in, we could certainly address it right now on the air. So feel free. I got my iPad in front of me here. So I have both, but sometimes it gets confusing. So if anybody wants to say anything, feel free. Come on in and talk to it. So here's a reason. So reason number one is we're preventing you from living a college lifestyle in retirement. We're preventing you from having to make ugly decisions, living next to a dumpster, say, you know, because you just didn't save enough. The government's going to help you. You got Social Security in there. We certainly do an analysis of Social Security in our office to make sure people can retire and retire safely. But the IRA is very, very important as a function of what assets you'll have much, much later in life. So the rule for an IRA, by the way, is you need to have an earned income. You can't be retired and contribute to an IRA unless you have W-2 income.
And what if I'm the spouse of someone who's working?
Then
I'm a housewife. I'm taking care of the kids and the house. I don't have an earned income.
That's another one. Oh my goodness. What is the answer? Well, the answer is all you need is one spouse working, provided that you're married. All you need is one spouse working, and you can make contributions for both husband and wife. Wow, this is an excellent topic, 5 reasons to contribute to an IRA. We'll talk more about this after the break. This is Craig Ferrantino at Craig James Financial Services. See you in a few minutes. Bye. We're back. Thank you for joining us. This is Craig Ferrantino. I'm at Craig James Financial Services, based in Melville, New York. Our show is called It's All About Retirement, where every week we talk about retirement, longevity issues, and your money, anything going on with finances. I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
Yep, our office is 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208. That's in Melville, New York. That's 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York. Our phone number is 631-393-2888, 631-393-2888. Our office is open 9 to 5 every day, so feel free to give us a call. We're more than happy to hear you. One of the things that's very, very important today, we're talking about 5 reasons to contribute to an IRA, and we're also talking about some of the misconceptions in there as to why people don't contribute to an IRA. By the way, we're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And you could send an email right here at info@craigjamesfinancial.com. All right. So before the break, we were talking about people living on ramen noodles, having like a college life experience in retirement. And the main reason for contributing to an IRA is to have your retirement laid out so that you're in good shape and you won't have to do that. You could actually go out to dinner on a regular basis. Actually, have clients that do. So an IRA is an individual retirement account, and there's types. There's traditional and there's a Roth IRA. The maximum contribution to an IRA if you're under 50 is $5,500. That's $5,500. And the maximum contribution, you have a $1,000 catch-up provision if you're over the age of 50 and over, I should say, not over the age, it's 50 and over. You can add another $1,000 to that, so that brings you up to $6,500. If you do it before April 15th of this year, you can contribute for 2014 as well. You still have time to contribute for last year. Once April 15th passes, you can no longer contribute to a 2014 IRA, whether it's a Roth or traditional. Once April 15th passes, you can no longer make a contribution for last year. Why is that important? Well, because the government's giving you this window that you could put money into and have it grow tax deferred so that you won't touch this money until you're 70 and a half. And it's not, you know, for some people, $5,500, it's not a lot of money, but it's going to go huge by the time you're 70, because that can grow tax deferred and nothing hit you 1040 for many years. And then you only get taxed when you take the money out. The idea is that you're in a much lower tax bracket than we are today. Once that $5,500 to $6,500 window for 2014 is closed, you cannot make a contribution again. And so, well, you know, that's the type of thing. So why would you make a contribution? Because you don't want to be eating ramen noodles and Cheese Whiz in retirement. That's why you would do it.
And also with the IRA, if you're sitting and you're listening and you maybe have an IRA and you have made an IRA contribution, but you notice on your statement it's not doing anything, or you opened up maybe a bank IRA and it's in a CD and you don't see that growth and that you're not taking advantage of what this traditional IRA is offering you, you should give our office a call for a second opinion just to see if you're on the right track. The first step, which is what we're talking about today, is saving the money. But the next step is making sure that the money's working for you the way it should be in that tax-deferred vehicle. Our number is 631-393-2888. And again, you can call us in the studio, 631-451-1039.
All right. So that answered an email that we just got. So I just want to let you know that's the contribution limits for 2014. And unfortunately, it stays the same for 2015. $5,500 under 50, $6,500 over 50, 50 and over. All right. So here's some of the things that we hear about in our office. I can't contribute. I make too much money. Again, that's another tax type issue. But anybody can contribute. Now, even Warren Buffett, if he's working, he has W-2 income, can contribute to an IRA. Can contribute. Whether it's deductible, okay, well, that's another question. That's a tax issue, but it's based on salary limits, and certainly you could find that on IRS.gov. You could also talk to your tax professional. I could do it over here on the air too, but it would just confuse everybody. So if you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Millville. And we want to let you know that our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We have a Patty from Holbrook who's on the air. So I'm going to try and see if we can connect with her. Hold on one second. Hello, Patty, you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having it. It's very informative for me.
Good.
My situation is that I am 55 years old. That's 5'5".
Mm-hmm.
About 5 years ago, due to some hardships with getting out of divorce and I had children and not enough child support, I had to use all of my money, which in my IRA, which was $36,000, I had to go through in a couple of years. So basically, I'm starting over again.
Mm.
Unfortunate
situation, like, yes.
Yeah, so 50 and over, we can contribute $6,500 a year, is that correct?
That's correct, into an IRA. Are you currently working as well, Patty?
I am.
Yeah.
So I can contribute.
Do you have a retirement plan at work as well?
We do. I just began looking into that. That's why you piqued my interest.
Good. Okay. So they're giving you options. Now, the question is, I think what I hear you saying is that you need to reboot and start over so that you could make up for some of that unfortunate lost time that you had due to some things that happened in your life. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and so now the question is, how much can we put away and start to, you know, at least get back into shape, so to speak, with getting you on a regimen so that you're able to contribute perhaps to both?
Exactly. That's what my hope is. You know, I just really have to make up for lost time and just thinking that I don't really have that cushion to fall back on anymore. Thank God it was there for me then. But
right. Do you have a long work history too and all that stuff? Because maybe Social Security could help you in your later years. And that's something
yeah.
we can analyze as well, just to make sure that we know when you, well, so you're good, you're motivated, we like that, and that you're interested, and you have the opportunity to do that. We want to send you some free information. I'm going to put you on hold, and did you have any other questions, Patty, or?
No, just that, you know, I just want to make sure that was the amount, $6,500?
Yeah, $6,500 if you're over 50.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much, and I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. So great, great concern. How do we fast forward the, how do we fast forward your life if you're in that situation? And that's certainly one of the things that you really, really need to do, because, and I like the fact that she was motivated, you know, that it, this is the type of thing that if she contributes to an IRA, whether it's deductible or not, and contributes to a 401k, well, you know, in the course of a year, she'll have over $20,000. So there you go. Save for her retirement. That's a nice way to fast forward things. Back to what we were talking about. I do not work. If you do not work, or if my spouse dies, can you still contribute to an IRA? If you don't work, but your spouse does, yes, the two of you can contribute to an IRA, or you can contribute for the non-working spouse. That was a law. You know, it used to be you had to work and you had to work and you couldn't contribute. So if your wife stayed home or the husband stayed home and the wife worked, can we contribute? And the answer is you can contribute for both the non-work, as long as one person is working and the amount that you're making, which would be husband and wife over 50, would be $6,500 times two, would be $13,000. As long as you're making at least $13,000 a year, you can contribute to both husband and wife. Of course, you wouldn't have any money in your pocket, but that's just to show you how the rules work. Wow, there's a lot to talk about in these IRAs. I think we're gonna continue our discussion next week, because you know, there's so much here to talk about, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. So the other question I wanted to bring up is that I already have an IRA open at a bank. Jenna started to bring that up, and yeah, sometimes banks are very good at you know, helping you with the IRA, which is great. The question is, do you want to invest it? That's another concern. You know, maybe you want to buy some, I don't know, just pick a stock. I'll just throw three, you know, Apple, Microsoft, or something like that. And then not touch it until you're 70. Well, hopefully there'll be some growth. Nobody knows the future, but it you may get better growth than what you do in the bank. And if you're young, certainly you could take the risk. Or if you have a bunch of equities and you're towards retirement, maybe we should dial down the risk. If you're not sure about any of this, you know, that's a, maybe I have too much risk. This is the portfolio I had when I was 40. You know, everybody knows it could be a devastating effect on your retirement, as we've had in 2007, 2008. If you're unsure about any of this, you need to give our office a call, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Wow, we talked a lot about today about why you would contribute to an IRA and five reasons to have an IRA. We talked about ramen noodles and Cheese Whiz and all sorts of good stuff. Thank you for joining us. This is Craig Ferrantino, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson at Craig James Financial Services. And remember,
it's all about retirement. Thank you.